So now you moved on after that to Columbus, the Discovery. I believe it was the following year. How was that for you as a composer to approach something more down to earth?
Oh, a lot of work. That was a lot of work, that film. There was a lot of music in there, and everyone was scattered all around the world. I mean, the editing was being done somewhere in Europe. I forgot where. I think in Paris. The director was living in England. We ended up recording it in Seattle, and I composed the score in Los Angeles. So you could see that we were a production apart from one another. But I was able to, when I came up with thematic ideas, I just got on the phone and proceeded to play, you know, thematic ideas for the director over the phone. But it was a very, very good experience on a musical level, and it was one of those experiences where what I came away with was a score that I still, you know, feel very proud of today. I sort of listened to some of those cues even today, and you know, if I was presented with the material today, I don't know if I'd be able to do it quite like that. You know, when you're dealing with a sort of epic topic of a discovery of a new world, it gives you sort of a musical license to be very, very grand and write some music that represents some grand, enormous idea of discovering a new world.
Mm-hmm.
That's really where I was coming from, you know, sort of capturing the culture, a little bit of the from Spain and Portugal, and then coming to the new world and capturing the kind of the essence of the people who lived here and where they kind of combined together at some point, and then mixing the two cultures together, and always doing it in somewhat of an epic style. So it was a good experience from that point, a lot, very, very much so.
Well, now you've also done your fair share of conducting. I have your recording of the Alien scores with the Scottish Orchestra. So how do you prepare in working with someone else's music to conduct something like that?
Like the Alien?
Yeah, in that case.
Well, in that case, the first thing I did was just get the scores and start reading through them. And I listened to the original recordings that were done and made some notes into the score as to kind of what I want to do with it to give it a new interpretation. So I just go through and start learning the score. You know, once you've learned it, then you start to, I should speak in terms of what I do. I tend to dig into it and look for what I think the composer's intent was, and then I try to give it as much of that as I can, and ultimately, when you're standing in front of the orchestra and conducting it, you tend to start to feel it your own way, and you start to bring it to life in a way that starts to just come out of you, and you start to you're not really thinking too much about how would he want it? How would they want it? But you start to just feel it for yourself. And the music starts to take on its own life. The orchestra starts responding to you, and then you start responding back to the orchestra, and you end up with a very new kind of recording. I remember right before I went off on that trip, I talked to Jerry Goldsmith, and he wished me well and told me to have a good time. And to just enjoy yourself and enjoy conducting it. I said, thank you, and I did, and I went out there and just had a good time, took those words of advice with me. We had to do a lot of music very quickly. You know, when you're doing those albums, you don't have, you know, forever to do them, so you have to just really keep moving, but what we had was a great orchestra, and that made it very, very enjoyable to get through the material, because they could just, they just nail it right away. They were so good. That's how I prepare it. And ultimately, you just sort of, you know, you're like jump into the ocean and just start swimming, you know? There's no other way to describe it. You don't really, you can never learn the score too well. You know, you could just keep digging in and into it and try to understand it and get inside it as best as you can, but ultimately you get up there and you start conducting and you start bringing it to life, and you feel it right then and there. It's very much an organic, performance-oriented process.